I'm a local business owner. We have Service First Realty, and we've been experiencing a lot of issues lately that are affecting our business substantially along with the nail shop right next door to us. I'm using the word Native American because that's the experiences we've had thus far. We are getting tons of drunk people in our parking lots and in the side of our buildings. We have actually had on numerous occasions where I've had to go out to the parking lot and walk one of the elderly people into the nail shop for them to be able to even go into the business because they've been freaked out from the people passed out in the parking lot or yelling and screaming at them. And also with regards to saying they were going to murder someone, these are actual occurrences that have happened and we've experienced. We've had the police out there in the last 2 weeks, 3 times. Yesterday was our latest occurrence. They've spread feces all over our wall when they're over there drinking. It's my understanding that there's an ordinance or a law in place that keeps them from being able to address this as public intoxication. I obviously am not law enforcement, but I'm thinking at this point in time, with as out of control as it's getting, and not just my business, I've talked to probably 20 business owners in the last 3 days with regards to how often this is occurring. I lost business on Saturday because I'm driving through showing someone some rental property and 2 different yards on East Street had people passed out drunk in the yards. The gentleman that I'm driving with was a physician coming into San Carlos. He doesn't even want to go into that neighborhood. The problem is, it's not just that neighborhood. In addition to that, Saturday afternoon, I'm driving around a new nurse that's coming in for CVCH. Go by the Safeway so I can show her where stuff is in town. There's a gentleman on the side of the Safeway building that's holding his private parts out, peeing on the side of the Safeway grocery store. I am past frustrated with this. It took the officer that responded to our call yesterday over 10 minutes to even wake the guy up. This was pulling on his leg, dragging him down the sidewalk, trying to get him to wake up. I have numerous concerns with this. One, like I said, my mother's standing in the parking lot and there is a person who is obviously mentally unbalanced, yelling and screaming at her, talking to an imaginary friend that they're going to kill her. My mom's calling me on her cell phone into my office so I can go out in our parking lot and see what is going on with regards to this. By the time the police arrived, he was down sitting at the church right up the street from my business. Nothing happened. He wasn't taken in. There was no mental health holdover. He was back the next day. The gentleman that they took and got rid of yesterday that was on the side of our building was back in less than 45 minutes. Okay? To me as a business owner, this is not tolerable any longer. Everything that we work for in this town is to build economic development to get people to come into our community and want to live here. When they see that kind of stuff, they do not want to come into our community and live here. Ms. Dallas, when you do your home tour, they're driving around and this is what kind of stuff they could see when they're doing this. That is not putting up the kind of media that we want to put out there for people coming to look to buy in our town. I have over 100 people that come through my office the first week of every month. This is a repeated problem that I hear from many people. My tenants I have issues with when there's someone drunk in their yard. I have, like I said, talked to over 20 business owners. I don't know what the solution is because I do not have the legal background to address that, but obviously something has to change and we have to figure out some way to control this because it's not getting better. It's already amped up significantly just on my area and on US 60. That's my comments. Thank you.